Hello, I'm Michael Thurber, and you're listening to Interlaken Public Radio, a service of Interlaken Center for the Arts.
Hi, my name is Matt Schlummer, and I conduct the band at Interlaken Arts Academy, and you're listening to Kids Commute from Interlaken Public Radio.
Well, thank you, Matt Schlummer. Hey, if you want to be featured on our show playing our theme on whatever instrument you play, you can find sheet music and instructions at kidscommute.org. Happy Friday, kids commuters. It's the last day of the Composer is Dead week. We still have a mystery on our hands. Our composer is still dead. Who done it? Let's find out.
The inspector flipped through the pages of his notebook and scratched his handsome head with a well-manicured hand. "I'm utterly baffled," he said. "I've questioned all of the instruments in the orchestra, and none of them seems to be the murderer." The violins waltzed. The cellos and basses provided accompaniment. The violas mourned their fate, while the concertmaster showed off. The flutes did bird imitations repeatedly. And the reed instruments had the good taste to admire my jacket. The trumpets held a parade in honor of our great nation, while the French horns waxed nostalgic about something or other. The trombones had too much to drink. The percussion beat the band. And the tuba stayed home playing cards with his landlady, the harp, taking sips of warm milk from a little blue cup. But the composer is still dead. Vegetable burrito right now, or what do you call those things where they take the meat and the potatoes and they wrap them in a sort of phyllo dough? Or maybe it's a strange noise caught the inspector's ear. "Of course," he said, "the conductor. You've been murdering composers for years. In fact, wherever there's a conductor, you're sure to find a dead composer." Beethoven, dead. Bach, dead. Brahms, dead. Mozart, dead. Haydn, dead. Schubert, unfinished, but dead. Mahler. Mahler. Mahler! Dead. Chopin. Romantic. Dead. Tchaikovsky. Dramatic. Dead. Stravinsky. Ecstatic. Dead. Schoenberg. Incomprehensible. But dead. Berlioz. Dead. Purcell. Dead. Prokofiev. Dead. Debussy. dead. Vivaldi, Wagner, Sibelius, Ives, Handel, Britten, Mendelssohn, Scriabin, Liszt, Messiaen, Copland, Cage, Dvorak, Shostakovich, Ligeti, Littlewelski, Corelli, Bellini, Puccini, Rossini, Scarlatti, Busoni, Boccherini, Verdi, J.C. Bach, W.F. Bach, C.P.E. Bach, Offenbach, dead composers litter the musical world, and it's all because of one man and one little stick. Arrest him at once! Not so fast, said the entire orchestra in unison. The conductor didn't work alone. All of us have butchered a composer at one time or another. But we also keep composers alive. Without strings and woodwinds, without brass and percussion, there would be no composing at all. Except for various kinds of non-orchestral music. If you want to hear the work of the world's greatest composers, you're going to have to allow for a little murder here and there. But that's injustice, cried the inspector. Those who want justice, said the orchestra, can go to the police. But those who want something a little more interesting should go to the orchestra.
The end. That was The Composer is Dead, with words by Daniel Handler, a.k.a. Lemony Snicket, music by Nathaniel Stuckey, and it was performed by the San Francisco Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Edwin Outwater. By the way, in case you didn't quite get the joke, when the orchestra says they've all been responsible for butchering a composer from time to time, butchering music means playing it badly, which is something we all do when we're learning. So you keep butchering those composers, kids commuters, because it also keeps them alive. Now, let's ask you this week's Quizlet question. And in case you're stumped, the answer is in Tuesday's episode. In our story, the inspector interviewed members of the string family, but he forgot someone. Someone who, according to themselves, everyone forgets. So who are the forgotten members of the string family that could do with some more love? Make them happy by remembering who they are in your answer to this week's Quizlet question. Send your answer in a text message to our Quizlet line at 231-237-7482. And if you get it right, we'll send you this week's prize pack in the mail. Well, I hope you enjoyed The Composer is Dead by Lemony Snicket and Nathaniel Stuckey. We had lots of fun listening with you. Congratulations to all of our ticket winners this week as well. Hope you have a great time at the Alphabet Experience. That does it for this week's Kids Commute. I'm Kate Botello. Tony Biro is our producer. Production help came from Joseph Levesque. See you next week.